Must read for newbies, starters and kids. Perplexity A. Recommend the most cost-effective way to get my first DLG in the air. Yes, we used Perplexity to deliver a DVICE. You can follow. The most cost-effective way to get your first DLG airborne is to I use it. Complete 1.0, 1.5M, beginner DLG rather than a new airframe-only kit. Because used packages often include servos and battery and can be ready to fly with only a receiver added. That approach is recommended repeatedly for new starters and beginner-friendly models like the Pug, Alt, Lull, or a used 1.5M ship are commonly suggested over jumping straight to a more complex competition model. Best starter path. 1. I use complete model first if possible. A used DLG from classifieds or local RC groups is usually the cheapest route to get flying because it avoids buying a new airframe, servos, battery, and possibly a transmitter all at once. 2. If used gear is not available, choose a simple rudder elevator DLG like the Pug-style beginner kits or similar small DLGs. These are cheaper and easier to learn on than full 4-channel carbon competition ships. 3. Keep the radio setup basic. A small receiver, 2 micro servos, and a small battery is enough for many starter DLGs, and one kit example recommends 2.5, 3.3G micro servos and a small RX battery. What to buy? A good low-cost first setup is a used or beginner kit airframe, 2 micro servos, a compatible receiver, a small battery, a simple 4-plus channel radio if you do not already own one. For a locally based buyer, beginner DLG kit options like the Angel Wing Pug kit are available, and forum posts show people choosing it specifically because it is within budget and meant as a first toe dip into DLGs. If you want ready-made rather than kit build, a used 1.5M sailplane class DLG is often the better value, because it flies more gently and gives you more learning margin. How to save money? Buy secondhand before buying new. Avoid fancy launch enhancement electronics at the start. Start with a simple airframe and basic radio functions. Don't overbuy performance, first focus on launching, trimming, and landing consistently. First airborne setup. The safest first flights should be very simple, neutral controls, correct control directions, and a gentle hand toss before any full disgust launch attempts. Beginner setup guidance emphasizes neutral surfaces, proper CG, and short, straight launches first, then gradually adding launch preset and trim once the model is stable. A beginner DLG video also notes that small control inputs and very gentle first launches are better than aggressive throws. Practical recommendation. If you want the single best value choice, I do this, search for a used complete 1.5M DLG first. If none appears, buy a Pug style, beginner kit and keep the electronics minimal. Use a basic radio you can grow into, rather than buying a full competition setup immediately. A sensible budget target for a starter setup is roughly, cheap used complete model first, or a low-cost beginner kit plus basic electronics. One beginner-focused DLG group even tries to keep the in-the-air cost around £230 with radio gear. DLG Startup Planner, compare total cost of ownership for DIY kits versus used airframes versus mini foam models. Here's a practical startup planner for getting into DLGs, focused on total cost of ownership across three entry paths, DIY kits, used airframes, and mini foam models. A used airframe is usually the cheapest way to start if you can find one in good shape, while mini foam models are the lowest risk on crashes, and DIY kits sit in the middle on cost but often give the best balance of value and learning. Cost bands. Path typical upfront cost ongoing cost risk profile best for DIY kit roughly £100, £250 for a small, molded 1M DLG kit, plus electronics. One example is the Mini Dart 2, which is sold as a 1M DLG and is reviewed as excellent value. Moderate, because you may replace servos, linkages, or repair a delicate airframe after build mistakes or landings. Medium. You learn assembly and setup, but fragile parts can add hidden cost. Flyers who want a proper DLG experience and don't mind building. Used airframe often the lowest entry cost. Forum advice specifically says to buy used first because you will save a ton of money. Low to moderate, depending on condition and whether parts are missing or worn. Medium to high, because you inherit unknown history, repairs, and setup quality. Budget-minded pilots who can inspect the model carefully. Mini foam model about $40 for a very cheap DIY foam conversion in one example, or around $100, $120 for small foam DLG style models cited in discussion. Low, since foam is usually easier and cheaper to repair than molded composite. Low to medium. Performance is usually lower than molded DLGS, but crash cost is lower. Beginners prioritizing learning and survivability over top performance. Ownership picture. DIY kits usually cost more at the start because you still need microservos, receiver, battery, adhesives, and sometimes replacement hardware, but they give you a known airframe and a cleaner path to a serious DLG setup. The Mini Dart 2 case shows a small, molded one-end design built around very light electronics, which is a good example of how these costs stack up. Used airframes are the cheapest way to get into the air if the seller is honest and the model is structurally sound, and the community repeatedly recommends that route for first-timers. The downside is that repairs, missing accessories, and bad setup can erase the savings fast. Mini foam models are the cheapest to replace and easiest to live with while learning launches, landings, and trimming. They are a weaker proxy for the real F3K experience, but they are often the best way to keep total cost down while you build skills. Best starter choice. For most people, the best value is a used airframe if you can inspect it in person and confirm that the wing, fuselage, and linkages are healthy. If that's not practical, a mini foam model is the safest low-cost entry. If you already know you'll stay with DLG, a DIY kit is usually the best long-term buy because it gives you a proper platform without jumping straight to top-tier pricing. Simple rule. Lowest cash outlay, used airframe. Lowest repair anxiety, mini foam model. Best balance of learning and performance, DIY kit. Would you like me to turn this into a location-specific shopping list with realistic 2026 price ranges for airframe, servos, receiver, battery, and launch gear? Your first DLG flight checklist, how to perform level hand tosses, trim surfaces, and build your launch preset flight mode. Here's a practical first flight checklist for DLG. Start with gentle level hand tosses, trim the model to fly straight and neutral, then add a launch preset that gives a brief, controlled pitch up only for the discussed launch. A safe maiden setup is to prove the glider flies hands off in normal flight before you ask it to rotate hard on launch. Level hand tosses. Use underhand or overhand tosses only as a test of straight, level glide, not height. Begin with a smooth, flat release at walking pace, nose very slightly above level, and watch whether the model banks, dives, stalls, or yaws. Make one change at a time. If it drops the nose, add a little up elevator. If it balloons or mushes, remove up elevator. If it turns, correct with aileron slash rudder trim toward the opposite direction. If one wing consistently drops, check wing incidence, CG, and tail alignment before adding trim. The goal is a clean glide that keeps the same attitude and tracks straight for several seconds after release. Once that happens, repeat the toss several times to confirm the setting is repeatable before touching launch settings. Surface trim. Set the model up so every control surface moves correctly and symmetrically before you fly. A typical pre-maiden baseline is symmetric flapper and travel, about 10-15 mm rudder each way, and about 10 mm up elevator available, with a CG set to the manufacturer's recommendation. For the first trimming flights, use your normal cruise or middle mode first. Trim for straight flight with minimal stick input. Keep camber changes small until the basic glide is stable. Avoid mixing in aggressive launch camber before the model is already flying straight. A useful rule is to trim for a neutral, hands-off glide in calm air, then verify that the same trim still behaves sensibly in a slightly faster toss. That tells you the model is not just balanced on a narrow speed band. Launch preset mode. Build launch preset as a momentary mode that you hold only during the swing and release as soon as the model reaches the desired launch attitude. For many DLG setups, that means a little up elevator on the preset, often around 3 mm, with only small supporting mixes if needed. A common starting point is up elevator on launch preset, about 2-3 mm, optional small right rudder for a right-handed launcher if linkage slack or launch torque needs it. Optional small, down flapper and or aileron compensation if the model needs help rotating cleanly. Return to normal flight mode immediately after release. Do not overdo launch preset on the first flights. The preset should help the glider rotate into a climb, not force a sudden pitch up or snap stall at release. First launch sequence. Use this order on the field. 1. Confirm control directions and trims on the ground. 2. Fly few level hand tosses in normal mode. 3. Correct only one thing per flight. 4. Add launch preset last, starting with very mild settings. 5. Test short, soft launches before full power throws. For a beginner launch, keep the power modest and aim for a clean, smooth rotation rather than maximum height. A stable first launch is more valuable than a high one. Practical target. A good first flight target is simple. The glider should leave your hand straight, glide level without major pitch correction, and transition from launch preset to normal flight without a noticeable lurch. If it does that, your trim and preset are close enough to start fine-tuning for performance. Would you like a one-page field checklist version you can keep on your phone? What flight characteristics define beginner-friendly DLG models? Beginner-friendly DLGs are all about being forgiving, predictable, and easy to manage during launch, glide, and landing. The key characteristics show up in how the model handles mistakes, low speeds, and rough inputs. Stability and damping. Strong inherent pitch and roll stability. The glider should naturally return to level flight after disturbances instead of diverging. Good damping and pitch, no porpoising, and roll, no twitchy wing rock, which helps new pilots avoid overcorrecting. Wing loading and airfoil choice. Moderate to slightly higher wing loading for DLG makes the model less floaty and more tolerant of imperfect airspeed control. Airfoils tune for a wide speed range and gentle stall behavior rather than maximum load drag performance. Example, a beginner DLG might cruise comfortably at a slightly higher speed and still maintain lift, whereas a high-end competition model demands very precise slow flight handling to avoid tip stalls. Stall behavior. Gentle, well-signaled stalls, with a straight ahead, brake or mild nose drop. Minimal tendency to tip stall. If a wind drops, it should be easy to recover without losing much height. Launch handling. Forgiving on launch timing and technique, it should climb cleanly, even with less than perfect disc form. Resistant to yaw slash roll coupling during launch, no sudden banking or hooking. Control response. Linear, predictable control response, with moderate authority. Not overly sensitive around center stick, easier to trim and fly smoothly without constant micro corrections. Glide and speed range. Broad usable speed range, can fly slowly without stalling and also penetrate wind reasonably well. Not optimized only for ultralight thermaling, which can make models too sensitive for beginners. Structural robustness. Durable lip, often slightly heavier skins or reinforced hips slash boom, to survive hard landings and imperfect launches. Stiffer wing helps maintain consistent handling rather than flex-induced surprises. Landing characteristics. Effective but forgiving spoiler slash flap setup, predictable descent without ballooning or sudden drops. Stable approach, with good energy retention, making spot landings easier to learn. Underline. If you're evaluating specific models, look for ones described as trainer, sport DLG, or durable lip. Often around 240, 280 g all up weight rather than ultralight contest builds. Models like the Flix 2, Heavier Lape, Snipe 2, Strong, or similar, club class, designs tend to hit this balance. If you want, I can compare a few current, beginner-friendly kits available in the your location and how they differ in handling. Key differences between 1.0M and 1.5M class DLG gliders. The jump from 1.0M to 1.5, MDLGS is bigger than it looks. On paper it changes how the model launches, flies, and what conditions it suits. Launch performance. 1.5M, much higher launch heights due to longer wingspan and better energy retention. Typical competitive launches are significantly higher. 1.0M, lower launch height, lighter and easier on the arm but less efficient at converting spin into altitude. Example, a well-thrown 1.5 M might reach, tilde, 60, 70. M, while a 1.0. M is often noticeably lower, even with good technique. Glide efficiency and sink rate. 1.5. M, better glide ratio and lower sink rate. It can stay up, in weak lift and float longer. 1.0. M, higher sink rate, needs stronger lift or more active flying to stay up. Handling and agility. 1.5. M, smoother, more stable, better at centering thermals, slower, more deliberate turns. 1.0. M, quicker, more agile, reacts faster to inputs, can feel twitchy in comparison. Wind performance. 1.5. M, handles wind better due to higher wing loading options and penetration. 1.0. M, gets pushed around more, best in calm to light conditions. Build complexity and cost. 1.5. M. More complex, typically 4 servos, flaperons, higher cost, more setup tuning. 1.0. M. Simpler, often 2-3 servos, cheaper, quicker to build and repair. Portability and durability. 1.5. M. Larger, more fragile, requires more careful transport. 1.0. M. Compact, robust, easy to carry and throw casually almost anywhere. Skill level and use case. 1.5. M. Competition standard at F3K, rewards refined technique and air reading. 1.0. M. Great for practice, small fields, and learning DLG skills without the stress. Practical tacky way. If you're flying seriously and chasing performance, 1.5. M is a clear choice. If you want something portable, forgiving, and fun in small spaces, 1.0. M shines. Given your interest in DLGS, a useful combo is both a 1.5 M for proper sessions and a 1.0 M for quick flights or tighter fields. Which transmitter brands are most common for entry-level RC pilots? For entry-level DLG pilots, the most common transmitter brands are Spectrum, Radiomaster, Firsky, and Flisky, with Spectrum often the most familiar starter choice and Radiomaster increasingly popular because it works with many protocols and is good value. What tends to be most common? Spectrum is very common among beginners because it is simple to set up and widely used in park flyer and BNF ecosystems. Radiomaster is very common with newer pilots who want one radio for multiple models and protocols, especially in the DLG and broader fixed-wing community. Firsky still appears often in budget-conscious and older setups, though it is less dominant than it once was. Flisky shows up mainly at the low-cost end for beginners. Practical tacky way. If you're asking what you're most likely to see at a local flying field or in beginner DLG discussions, the answer is usually Spectrum or Radiomaster, with Firsky and Flisky also present depending on budget and how long someone has been in the hobby. Buying context. For entry-level DLG specifically, the important thing is often less the brand name and more whether the transmitter supports enough channels, sampling mixes, and the receiver system you plan to use. That means a common brand is helpful, but compatibility and ergonomics matter more once you start flying regularly. Thank you for listening to this Perplexity A Starter Roundup. Perplexity A can give good answers to any questions you may have. Also, our Facebook group expands every point we have made. Now you can see all that you need to know to get flying and enjoy the mesmerizing fun of this very engaging DLG sport.